ready for the holidays yet?
My wife finished her Christmas shopping for us, I think, 60 days ago.
See, this is what I love. Okay, I try to do things like that, too. I buy things all year long. But anyway, that's not why you're here. I want to talk to you about aviation. So let's
no problem.
Get there.
I'm asked about my wife, my Southern bride, a lot of times. So it's not a problem.
Okay, great. Well, you sent me some information and said Spirit Airlines, there are rumors persisting that they could be on the brink of collapse. What's going on there?
All weekend long, Lisa, we were seeing news reports that Spirit Airlines was on the brink of shutting things down, ceasing operations. This weekend was going to be it, blah, blah, blah. A lot of this was coming from their competitors and some investors and different types of people. Well, we went through the weekend, and guess what? Not happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it does certainly set a lot of travelers, with a great deal of anxiety, because the flights that we've got out of Raleigh, we've got them across the country where, okay, they're counting on Spirit Airlines because a lot of these individuals made money, saved a great deal of money by buying these airline tickets months and months and months and months ago. And now we're looking at after this week coming into a very busy travel season for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm hearing from people saying, Jay, what am I going to do? I mean, our family has reservations on Spirit. And what would happen if Spirit Airlines suddenly stopped flying? Well, first of all, you wouldn't be necessarily required to pay for your tickets because you could contest the charges, and because obviously the services were not provided.
The contract wasn't fulfilled. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Chargeback comes, but that doesn't help because you still have to get to
your destination. You still have to get to where you're going. Yeah.
Exactly. And all those flights are either full or have very, very few seats left. And I know the airlines aren't going to, out of the goodness of their hearts, lead to roll out all these great low fares for people.
No.
That's not going to happen. Now, airlines are, in some competing markets, already planning if something happens to bring in extra flights to try to help move people to a lot of the popular Spirit destinations if that happens. So, obviously, we're hoping we get through the holidays without any problems at all. But, it's going to be problematic, and it'll be a nightmare for anybody involved. But we'll have to see how things go. And, obviously, keep an eye on things. I wouldn't necessarily suggest changing anything at this point in time because it would come at a cost. But, a lot of these individuals, if something were to happen with Spirit, this has happened with other airlines, you have people that get to their destination, and then the airline stops flying, and they've got to get home.
Right.
Now, some people have to rent a car to get back. Some people will just pay to put on another flight. They'll do whatever they can to get back. But that's one of the problems that we're having when you've got an airline that is really struggling to survive right now, as Spirit is. You're supposed to be enjoying the holidays, mm-hmm. not worrying about your upcoming travel arrangement. But sadly, that's exactly what we have right now.
Yeah, unfortunately. And in fact, we have another situation with a airline. A JetBlue flight, dodged a midair collision with a U.S. military refueling tanker. My goodness.
Yeah, it happened outside of a Curacao. It's the Dutch island that's near Venezuela. And there's a notice to airmen, to all pilots, saying, hey, look, if you're in this airspace, excuse me, use extreme caution because this is a area that has increased, if you will, non-identified aircraft operations, in other words, military and other things. And we had this JetBlue flight that was climbing, and they had to stop their climb because they saw a U.S. military aircraft that entered into its flight path.
Wow.
And as a result, they had to stop their planned climb that was approved by air traffic control. And the pilot told air traffic controllers, look, we had to stop our climb because of this aircraft that was at the same altitude of us and within 5 miles of the plane. Now, they're calling it a, quote, near miss. 5 miles is not necessarily a near miss, but you are within that space where you're supposed to have adequate separation between aircraft. And the speed at which the JetBlue flight was traveling, it would not take long to cover that 5 miles. So that's one of the reasons they had to take evasive action. And right now the Federal Aviation Administration is trying to investigate to see exactly what happened, because obviously there was a communication breakdown. There is onboard information that would help aircraft if there was another plane in the vicinity, but a lot of things have to happen, and again, fortunately, nobody got injured here. We can learn from it, make aviation safer as a result.
And, of course, we are unfortunately reminded of the tragedy in Washington when we hear about this as well. So flying down the Potomac. But Jay Ratliff, aviation expert, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to keep our fingers crossed that everything holds for Spirit Airlines and anyone who has purchased a ticket. And you know, you need to go to jratliff.com, and that's RATLIFF.com, and check it out because it's a great website. Jay, we love your website, and we love your information.
Well, that's how people get a hold of me if they've got airline-related issues. So by all means, do that because I love holding airlines accountable.
And we love you doing it as well. Yep. Thank you, Jay. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.